Cool. Well, what an amazing morning already. It's the introvert's dream, isn't it, to sneak into church down that corridor. You know, I've experienced that somewhere else before. And I was like, oh, high fives. Here, I went round for two goes. It was brilliant. But yeah, it's lovely to have you all with us today. And it's so exciting to be celebrating another Vision Sunday because it gives us a chance to talk about what we believe God has in store for us in the coming year, just some of the stuff. But it also gives me the huge privilege of building an altar of remembrance to thank God for everything that has taken place in the last year. Last year, I tried to squeeze that into too few minutes. It's going to happen again, though. Normally, if I speak for 35 minutes, I have six sides. I've got six sides. I've got 11 minutes. That includes a three-minute video. Good. Okay, so Pete, stop the preamble. Let's get rocking. But it is really exciting to just have a listen and to see how much has happened in the life of the church. And I will be condensing as I go. I will miss some people's areas. Please forgive me for that. It's a good problem to have. If I had to speak for 11 minutes on just one thing, it would be dull. But there is so much going on. Let's start with prayer and worship, shall we? Last time I said, you know, let's hold the applause for God until the end. If you suddenly feel overwhelmed, clap away. So prayer. Do you know that with the prayer ministry team, 260 or more people have been prayed for. And that is incredible because that builds people back and it puts them back on the right path and connects them to God. There have been over 780 pre-service prayers prayed. And that makes a huge difference, setting the atmosphere in here. Have you noticed a change in the atmosphere in the last year? People are praying for that to happen. It's not a fluke. 25 deeper prayer sessions have taken place. These are prayer sessions that really get to the root causes in some people of what's going on and what is holding them back. And people have been set free, and we've got amazing testimonies about that. The prayer chain is a group of 51 people in the church who, the moment you have any kind of prayer issues, the text will fly out to them and they will pray immediately for your concerns. And we just want to thank the people of the prayer chain for always having our backs and lifting us up. With regards worship, 61 services in here have been facilitated, along with so many countless other ways that worship infuses into the various areas of the church and beyond the church. We've spent more than 45 hours corporately worshiping here together, which is fabulous. We've got 11 amazing worship leaders, and that is such a blessing to have so many people. God has blessed us with great people. Here's a cool thing. We had 30 people singing in our Christmas choir last year, but this year we've decided to open it up, so it's not just going to be for you guys to join the choir, it's going to be for the community. We don't mind if they know Jesus or don't know Jesus. Come and sing with us. Be part of Christmas Cafe Church. It's going to be fun. Last year, we said to you that we had just launched dance in Extol, and that is continuing to grow, continuing to develop. We have just launched prophetic art as part of our expression as well. We had Awaken the Sound this year, which is for school-age kids, secondary school-age kids, to understand what worship is about, to be developed in their skills, to be developed in learning to play together and worship Jesus together. We began with six young people every month, and now it's 11 young people two times a month. And this year, we're looking to have a development into Awaken the Sound for kids. So not just secondary school, but how we could potentially build worship and live music into our kids, into our under 11. So we're really excited about that. And there are new things coming too with music. We have just been able to appoint Rach Maddox onto staff for a couple of days a week, which is absolutely fabulous. That comes as a direct result of your giving last year, so thank you for that. And she is looking to pioneer some work with toddlers and music, and also taking music into Duke's Orchard. We'll talk more about Duke's Orchard later, our residential home that we work into. She's had the first meeting with them. They've said, yes, please, and we've got two other residential homes. Can you go into those too? So things are beginning to grow. It's amazing. The Sound and Vision team, I just want to thank you guys publicly for all that you do in facilitating all of our different services. Alistair Prentice, in particular, you pop up everywhere to sort out everyone's issues. Thank you very much. Whew. Now, I'm drinking someone else's water. If you know me, that is a pet hate, but we're okay. Let's go. That was brave, wasn't I? Okay, let's go move on to pastoral care. You know, there were loads and loads of people involved in our pastoral care team, but Claire, Nigel, and Liz alone, who are our congregational pastors, have had over 500 pastoral catch-up with people of at least an hour long this year, because it's a core part of what we believe in as a church, to love people. That's an awful lot of coffee being drunk as well, apparently. pastoral meals. We have freezers over there that are filled up with meals, and at least 20 meals per month are being handed out to people who find themselves in difficult circumstances, and that doesn't include any meals that come just from friends or from life groups. So it's fantastic that we are loving each other in that way. In the marriage course, 7 couples have completed the marriage course. In the pastoral offering last year, which is our offering we take up, if you're unaware, for people at Christmas to help them get through Christmas if they're potentially going to have a bit of a tough time, last year you gave on one Sunday £5,500, and we were able to distribute that between 31 different families to help them have a better Christmas. That is awesome. Thank you, Lord. Counseling really sets people back on track and really changes their life. And we have 12 volunteers who give their time to the church, completely free of charge, under the oversight of Liz Jevons. And you know what? Last year, there were 648 hours of counseling that took place to people in this church, beyond this church, and out into the community. Isn't that incredible? We thank God for that. Skylark Men, I'm going to have to accelerate, aren't I? Skylark Men, we've got up to 50 men now attending our events. Paul has just taken on from Steve. Steve, we want to thank you for all that you did with the men. Paul, we're looking forward to everything that comes under your leadership. Onward and upward. Penny, thank you that you continue to run Skylark Women. There's 27 women who regularly meet together and grow deeper in their faith and their relationship with each other on a Monday morning. And 151 women took part in our Creating Space and Connect events in 2017. There's 9 women on the team. We just want to thank you all for everything that you do. Moving on. Skylark Youth. It's overseen by Si. We're now up to 40 to 45 young people are coming here on a Tuesday night to get deeper in their discipleship and in their relationship with God. We believe that it's really important that you have a transition period from being in kids' church into the church itself. And over this last year, 22 of our young people have been through this sort of year 6 age, have been through transition, a special thing that we do to help them make the transition out into youth and into church itself. So transition's really successful. We have been mentoring this year 15 students at Highland School who have been referred to Josiah and the team by the heads of year, and we're investing into those young lives, which is awesome. There's another 15 in the eMERGE, that's the Christian Union at Highlands, which is run by us. Liberty, which was run by Jess in this last year, was a group for young women to allow them to live in the freedom that God has for them. 6 of the girls from this church have been through that. Hopefully that has been transformational in their lives. Jess completed her internship and she's gone on to work with girls and young women as part of the Canaan Project in Tower Hamlets. We're really excited that she's continuing to work into the lives of young people. And in youth as well, we have had 2 salvations this year, which is fabulous. Josiah also sits on the board of SYM, the Chelmsford Schools and Youth Ministry. And we're really excited that in February there's going to be an event, a townwide mission into secondary schools. Si has really pushed that through and pioneered it. The events, the big gigs at the end of the week are going to happen here because we've got a cool venue for that. There's going to be 500 kids on a Friday night and then 500 more on Saturday in here, hearing the gospel in February. It's going to be fabulous. Woo! Skylark Kids. Skylark, yes, Skylark Kids. Come on. That's transitioning this last year from Rachel Hall. Rach, where are you? Rach, thank you for everything that you did into the lives of our kids. And it's been taken on by Lindsay. Where are you, Linz? Yes, Linz. Awesome. There's a lot of transitions happening. Remember, if you take on a role in the life of a church, it shouldn't be a life sentence. You know, it can be that there are seasons and we move on. But we all know past experiences where we got on a rotor and we couldn't get off. Okay, this is not how it operates. Do what God is calling you to do. And there's always new seasons just around the corner. You know, we have 90 children now on our registers for Skylark Kids. That is amazing. Tom, just to save my voice, could I have some of me in the foldback, please? I'm shouting because I can't hear myself loud enough. Sorry about that. Da, 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 there I am. That's good. We've got 21 people serving on our kids' rota on a Sunday morning. There are still 8 places, mind. Let's remember that one. They always put a plug for spaces for kids' church, wherever you go. How about this? 16 children have given their lives to Jesus this year. Oh, my gosh. Thank you, Lord. Make and Play, run by Claire Day. We've had 6 amazing Make and Play sessions during the school holidays, and 36 children have attended those. But you know what? 80% of them aren't part of this church. They're from the community. So that's really cool that they're coming in and they're being blessed by us. Little Ones. Little Ones has just gone from strength to strength this year. It's just being pioneered this time last year. And Vicky and her team are doing an amazing job. We've got about 70 kids and adults from the local community coming in every week, and it's making such a difference. It's a fantastic thing. I'm fortunate enough to often come along with Aria or come at cake o'clock, because there have been 40 amazing cakes baked, apparently. I've eaten most of those, sampled of them at least, and it's great. Welcome and hospitality. We continue to be a really welcoming and hospitable church, and if that hasn't been your experience, we apologise. We are working to get it better all the time. Get on the team and make it better for somebody else. You know, we've got around 60 people serving on the hospitality and welcome team. They build connections, they greet and relate with everyone who comes through the door. This year, we've served 11,000 cups of good old coffee, 3,000 cups of tea, 2,000 cold drinks. And apparently they smile as a team and give hugs 1,000 times a week. I don't know if that's absolutely accurate. That's good. Visitors. Stephen and Joe. Where are Stephen and Joe? Are they here? Yay, Stephen and Joe did a fantastic job in visitors. Thank you so much for making so many people feel loved and connected in this place. They have handed on to Phil and Julie. Where are you? There you are. Thank you very much for taking on that amazing area. You know, in this last year, there have been 3 to 5 new people connect every week at Visitors Lounge, and they feel loved, valued, talked to and connected with. Across the year, we've had 200 people plus into the Visitors Lounge, and it's an amazing stick rate that over 100 people have made this church their home in the last year. Thank you very much for making this place so hospitable. That is awesome. It's a blessing. DNA, Wendy and Marcus are doing a great job running the DNA courses. We've had 48 people come through to get our vision and values. We've had 15 people baptised this year, which is incredible. We have dedicated 10 beautiful babies. We have got Alpha running, and 12 people went through the Alpha course last year. Thank you, Dave and Rach. Where are you? Somewhere there. Hi, thank you for running Alpha. And these guys have vision in the coming year to take it out into Chess, which is Chelmsford's homeless shelter. We're going to be taking Alpha into Chess and developing Alpha into the prison too, so watch this space. Tuesday worship is a more traditional service that takes place on a Tuesday afternoon for members of our congregation who prefer a more traditional service. Mike Collins, Freddie the Ledge at the back. Thank you, Freddie, for running that so beautifully. And thank you to Oliver and Sandra, who have been running Infinity Life, a life group for the elderly congregation of the church. It really makes a massive difference. So we just want to highlight that and honour that. Discipleship. Well, FA has been continuing to press ahead with discipleship. Thank you, FA, for all that you are doing. In total, then, including our kids and our youth, 34 people have come into a relationship with Jesus this year. 16 adults, 16 kids, and 2 of our youth. Isn't that phenomenal? Let's give God a round of applause for that. We've got 50 new believers packs that have been created this year for people beginning a new journey of faith. And we're getting new believers packs that are age appropriate now. So we've got some for adults. We're going to have some for youth. We're developing them for kids too. We may have even developed them for kids. So when kids get saved, they can have materials that actually make sense to them and aren't just too tricky. Soul Restorer, walking to connecting with God. They've been on 6 walks, 31 people, walking 33 kilometres in total. Let's make that miles. It sounds more exciting. No, 33K in total. And it's just a chance to connect with God. Thank you, Anne, for running that. I'm going to have to accelerate, as you can see. The Signing Church. We are blessed to have a Signing Church. They have had 22 meetings, not just signing here on a Sunday, 22 meetings in the upstairs lounge with 25 people attending throughout the course of the year. And we have been blessed that our fabulous team of 5 signers have signed for 50 of our church services here. And that is really fabulous for people who need that service. So thank you. Thank you, Val. We have incredible people running the buildings and premises team, the media and graphics team, the cleaning team. Thank you to everybody involved in all of those things. Life groups, thank you to Andrew and Anna. This is how we build family. It's how we care for people and disciple people. And there's a lot of testimonies how people feel connected. We know we have problems associated with growth. We know that there aren't enough spaces and we need some more. We are working on that as fast as we can. That is better, again, than having 10 life groups with nobody in them wondering what's going on. We are just trying to plant some new ones. In the community, Viv and Em continue to work with local agencies, Open Road, 4 Children and Chelmsford City Council, who are referring women to us to help them restore value to their lives. That's what Shine does. It's an incredible course. It's now been running for 6 years and it's impacted over 200 ladies. Countless lives have been changed and many have come off drugs and have had their lives restored. Flourish has now been running into our junior schools for over 3 years. That's a course to improve the self-esteem of young girls, and we've so far managed to help over 50 girls. Sandon, we're currently in Sandon School, but we're starting in Western School after half term, and we're having conversations with two very keen schools who want us in as soon as possible. Yaz has come up to be the project director, thank you, and Charlotte Parker has come on and heads up the teams on the ground, so thank you to Charlotte. Woo, courage! So far, 8 boys have been through our Courage Self-Esteem course at Westland School, and this number's going to continue to grow this year. Later this month, we've got the next one starting, and Southwood and Ferrers want Courage and Flourish into their school this year. Stu's meeting the head teacher in a couple of weeks. Duke's Orchard, this is where we go into our residential home every month to provide them with food and conversation and love, and then on the off weeks, we go in with cake and coffee. There has been an incredible, incredible ministry, and as I said, it's going to now be blessed by Rach coming in and bringing some live music. This must be wrong. It says, finally, Stu Alloway won the Bake Off with his jam roly-poly. Now, I can't imagine that's true until I double-checked and I saw he was partnered with Leslie Kemp. No, I'm only joking. I'm sure it was all you, Stu. Tuesday. Football at Highlands continues to be a success. There's 15 to 20 boys that Stu and the team work with every week. Have an opportunity to work with football, yes, but also to teach them a little bit about God too. Do you know, as part of our role of employing Stu as the community pastor, we employ him to be a gift to Southend United. He is their chaplain, and he oversees 32 players and management in his role. He's been asked to pray for people now at least 40 times this year, which is incredible because that relationship has been built. And he's about to take on in this coming year the under-23s team and the under-21s with all of their management. That's going to be about 100 people that Stu's investing into there. That's so good. And I want to publicly thank the committed prayer warriors who pray on Thursday nights and come together. Probably Wednesday night, they come together to pray, and they spend so much time just pumping ahead, making the ground fertile for all that we do. Don't underestimate our prayers. Skylark Mission. Oh, I'm doing quite well. I reckon I've only got one page left. Skylark Mission. This is now headed up by Andrea, formerly. Where's Andrea? Andrea Bart. She went that way. There you are. Andrea, thank you that you head up Skylark Missions. We had another trip to Romania this year to further assist Outstretched Hands of Romania, which is headed up by Brad and Nora. They're one of our partner missions that we want to continue to develop in this year. We continue to have people from other churches join us on these trips, which is great. You know, in the last few years, 45 suitcases of donations have been delivered to Romania, and 200 sleeping mats have been collected for refugees sleeping rough in Europe via Hope and Aid Direct. That's a local charity that we have just partnered with, and that will be unfolding from November onwards. You'll hear more about that. 25 countries have been prayed for with our persecuted church focus. Last year, I think this is the right number, we partnered more strongly with the shoebox appeal, and we sent 353. Does that sound good? 364? Let's go there. Oh, almost one for every day of the year. We've sent an awful lot of shoeboxes out to bless children over Christmas, which is fabulous. We have just started working with Tesco's to collect and distribute perishable food items from their stores and get them out into the community, which is fabulous. Stop the Traffic, which is Chelmsford's arm of this national anti-trafficking charity. It's based out of our front office. It's headed up by Sarah Bell, who, amongst other things this year, it's led to over 180 people receiving trafficking awareness training so that they can have their eyes open to the fact that this hideous thing is happening in our city. Giving. Let's talk a little bit about giving. Let's look what you gave. AP, can I have that slide? What you gave this time last year on Sunday. Boom. Thank you very much that this time last year, on top of all normal giving, you gave £40,000 in this service. It has facilitated so much of what I've said. And also, I want to tell you this, that as a church, we want generosity to remain at our core. We continue to give regularly to Cherish, Romania, Betabab, which is blessed to be a blessing to Femi and Maria. Last year, we also gave, remember when Lynn Swart came? We gave money to help with her computer programming development. And that has now just launched. We got a text from her the other day to say they are fully subscribed. They had 10 extra people in who didn't have computers, who were just sitting there learning their computer literacy as best they could. We were a blessing to those, and she wanted to thank us. We continue to bless retired missionaries who still need to be honoured. Because once people come off the mission field, it's not enough to say, thanks for what you did, goodbye. We continue and have done for over 25 years as a church, continue to bless a retired missionary couple. You know, each month to support local, national and global mission, we give over £5,000 away. Which I think is fab, because that means we got in last year on this day 40, but last year we also gave away 63 to places outside this church, £63,000, which I think is phenomenal. A few other things just to chuck in. Nikki and I got to speak at New Wine this year at their leadership conference to create a cult, training them in how to create a culture of worship in your church. What an incredible thing and legacy to be pushed out from this place. Nikki's on the CTIC board, that's Churches Together in Chelmsford. That means that we are working really hard as a church to continue to develop unity among the churches. People in this church continue to be involved with street pastors, food bank, other key ministries in the city. Nikki and I are both on the CGI vision team and Nikki's on the board. Nikki did a big tour last year with Care for the Family, and Care for the Family are building connections with us, and we're going to be doing some of their courses into the coming year on parenting, taking courses for people in the community to come and learn how to parent their children better, which is going to be fabulous. We, as I said, as a result of your giving that amount, Lindsay's been able to come onto staff for 2 days a week for Kids Church, and Rach on 2 days a week for music and worship. And Nikki and I, just a little heads up, Nikki and I have just been asked to speak at Spring Harvest this coming year in Minehead, which is going to be fab. And they've said to us, would we take our own team and would we even like write down all the things that, you know, design what the evening's going to be like, what our evening, every evening's going to be like. And then they'll put it in the brochure as we write it. So it's amazing that there's a legacy coming from this place and going beyond. It's an amazing church family that we are part of. Loads of that information is going to be seen there in a very exciting way. So have a look at the screen and enjoy this.